His eyes opened to the sound of Edmure's voice. "Little cat," he murmured, in a voice thin and wispy and racked by pain. "My little cat." A tremulous smile touched his face as his hand groped for hers. "I watched for you." "I shall leave you to talk," her brother said, kissing their lord father gently on the brow before he withdrew. Catelyn knelt and took her father's hand in hers. It was a big hand, but fleshless now, the bones moving loosely under the skin, all the strength gone from it. "You should have told me," she said. "A rider, a raven."
"Riders are taken, questioned," he answered. "Ravens are brought down."
A spasm of pain took him, and his fingers clutched hers hard.
"The crabs are in my belly, pinching, always pinching, day and night. They have fierce claws, the crabs. Maester Vyman makes me dream wine, milk of the puppy. I sleep a lot, but I wanted to be awake to see you when you came. I was afraid. When the Lannisters took your brother, the camps all around us, I was afraid I would go before I could see you again. I was afraid..."